Justin, thank you. Good morning, everybody. Starting in the world of high school football, semifinal play inside the Unidome in Cedar Falls yesterday with Class A and 4A contest. In Class A, the only close game of the day was the first one. West Hancock of Britt got past Linville Sully 22-14. It was Grundy Center 49, Woodbury Central of Mobile 20. In Class 4A, Lewis Central defeated Carlisle 42-21, and Cedar Rapids Xavier big over North Scott 38-10. Coming up today, Class 1A starts things off at 10 a.m. It's number 4 West Branch at 11-0 against number 1 Van Meter, who's 10-1 at 1 o'clock. Number 3 Underwood at 11-0 against number 2 West Sioux of Hay-Warden, who's 10-1. In Class 5A, the 4 o'clock contest, number 14 West Des Moines Valley at 7-4 against number 1 West Des Moines Dowling Catholic, who's 10-1. The 7 o'clock game will be number 6 Johnston 8-3 against number 2 Southeast Polk, who's 10-1. Tomorrow during the day, Class 2A, Dubuque Wallert against Williamsburg at 10 o'clock. The 1 o'clock game is OABCIG against Central Lyon George Little Rock. Class 3A, tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock, 8 a.m., going up against Harlan, and Humboldt and Mount Vernon will hook up at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Iowa football true freshman kicker Drew Stevens has been named one of 20 semifinalists for the Lou Groza National Collegiate Place Kicker Award. The announcement was made yesterday morning by the Palm Beach County Sports Commission. Stevens has connected on 12 of 14 field goal attempts this season. He made both of his field goals from beyond 50 yards, including a 51-yarder at Rutgers and a 54-yarder against Northwestern. That 54-yarder ties as seventh longest in program history and second longest inside Kinnick Stadium. Stevens is one of two freshmen among the 20 semifinalists. Stevens is the sixth Hawkeye kicker to be named a semifinalist for the Groza Award. Nate Kading won the award in 2002 and was a finalist in 2003. Keith Duncan in 2019 joins Kading as a previous finalist. Other semifinalists include Kyle Schlicker in 2005, Michael Meyer in 2011 and 2012, and Caleb Shudak in 2021. Stevens and the Hawkeyes get ready to take on the Badgers tomorrow afternoon, 2:35 the kickoff, 12:30 the pregame here from the Hawkeye Radio Network. The battle for the Heartland Trophy inside Kinnick Stadium. The game will be televised on FS1. To the world of college volleyball, number 21 Co. came up short in its opening round of the NCAA Regionals last night, falling 3-0 to number 15 UW-Stevens Point at the Erickson Center on Northwestern St. Paul's campus in Roseville, Minnesota. The Cohawks quickly fell behind in the clash of nationally ranked teams, seeing the Pointers race out to an 8-4 advantage in the opening set. UWSP kept the momentum in the first and grabbed the lead, fending off a late charge from Coe to go up 1-0. The Pointers stayed hot in the second and third sets, again building up big leads before the Cohawks came to life. Coe showed no quit despite being down for the majority of the contest, but the Pointer attack was too strong to handle. Coe was led by Kate Tidman and Grace Lucan on offense as the pair finished with 8 kills. With the loss, the Cohawks end their season at 27-6 overall. West Delaware grad Joanna Voss, one of the seniors that will say goodbye to the Cohawks. The other four coverage area players on the squad, all freshmen, Maddie Moss and Maddie Harris from Western Dubuque, Ella Kolak from West Delaware, and Kelsey Hansel of Edco. In the match before Coe's, Cornell was edged by number 11 UW-Whitewater 3-1. Freshman Mackenzie Curtis of Starmont, the lone coverage area representative on the Cornell Rams squad. Top 25 men's college basketball from last night, Kansas over North Dakota State 82-59. It was Greg McDermott and Creighton Blue Jays beating North Dakota 96-61. Number 12, Texas over Houston Christian 82-31. Number 13, Indiana blast Bethune-Cookman 101-49. And Texas Tech over Texas Southern 78-54. In the NBA, these winners, Washington, Atlanta, Miami in overtime, and Portland. In the NHL, these squads were victorious: New York Rangers, Carolina, Boston, New Jersey in OT, Vegas, Columbus, Arizona, St. Louis, Colorado, and Los Angeles in overtime. Week number 10 of the National Football League beginning last night in Carolina. The Panthers beat the Atlanta Falcons 25 15-15. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Friday morning and a happy Veterans Day to all those who have served our great country. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.